Joe Holland has been with United Mine Workers of America for 4 decades. He worked 10 years as an underground miner for Peabody Energy in Muhlenberg County in western Kentucky. Born in a company-owned house, Holland is a fourth-generation coal miner. His grandmother kept 2 pictures on the mantle, one of Jesus and one of UMWA's legendary leaders, John L. Lewis.
Without Christ, you know, they thought they was going to hell, and without John L. Lewis, they was going to starve to death.
Holland is among more than 43,000 retired union miners in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia whose pensions may be at risk due to a wave of bankruptcies in the coal industry, and health benefits for thousands more are also vulnerable.
I think it's the way that these people, the fear that they have in them, the fear that you can see in their eyes from some of these folks, I do think it's inhumane.
Holland and 110 other Muhlenberg miners boarded a bus last month to travel to a rally in Lexington, determined to have their voices heard. Holland says it's difficult to see hardworking people like the man next to him, Kenneth Vincent, scared of what they'll do without their benefits. Vincent was an underground miner for more than 20 years for Peabody and AMAX Coal. He stopped mining under doctor's orders after his back was injured in a rock fall. He says he'll be one of the last ones to get off the bus because it takes him a while to get his joints moving.
But you asked any man on here, the reason why they're on here today, they got someone in their family they're trying to take care of health care.
Vincent says they want the cradle-to-grave health and retirement benefits promised to them when Congress intervened in 1947 to settle a national coal strike. The Miners Protection Act seeks some of the interest from the Abandoned Mine Lands Fund to address the potential shortages in health care benefits to retired coal miners. Miners blame Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell for blocking the legislation.
If the Finance Committee would have voted to bring our bill out, it would have passed. If the vote called for on the floor, it will pass. We've got the votes. Guess who stopped it in Finance Committee? One guess.
It's McConnell.
McConnell did not respond to requests for an interview, but issued a statement saying, quote, he appreciates the importance of the issue and thinks it deserves an open and transparent debate, end quote. Even if the bill passes, deeper issues remain.
It certainly seems like a Band-Aid on a problem that needs a permanent fix.
That's West Virginia University law professor Patrick McGinley. He says Chapter 11 reorganization bankruptcy is being misapplied in cases like Peabody's. The largest coal company in the nation, Peabody Energy, declared bankruptcy in April this year. 8 years earlier, Peabody created Patriot Coal for its eastern U.S. mines.
Patriot was set up to spin off Peabody's significant liabilities, including liabilities for miners' pension and health funds.
Patriot declared its second Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2 years last May. Miners arrive in Lexington, some with oxygen tanks in tow, and pile into golf carts that deliver them the short way to the building. Although Vincent lives with pain every day and at times it's difficult to get around, he still comes to the rallies. He needs his health insurance, not just for himself, but for his family.
The company personnel has took our health, our vigor, our youth, and now we've got old and they want to push us to the side like we're useless.
Vincent and other UMWA miners say there will be more rallies, including one in the nation's capital in September, if needed. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.